All right. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Isa B'medrash. Lisha Avar. In the past, Higdam Tem Nasa V'Nishma. We know that Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. You put Nasa before Nishma. Asisa Misa Egel. When you made the Egel, Avadetem Nasa. You lost Nasa. V'ata, now at least Shimru Nishma. At least hold on to Nishma. Zehu, says the Medrash, that's the meaning. Shema Yisrael, hold on to the Nishma. Shema Yisrael, at least hold on to the Nishma. So this Medrash is like totally ripe for explanation. What does this mean? You made the Egel, you lost Nasa, and what does Shema Yisrael have to do with keeping Nishma? L'havan inyan, let's try understanding this. V'gam, in addition, l'havan inyan kedimas nasa l'nishma. What is this whole business of putting nasa before nishma? Shalei kederech zo'aydim. That's not a normal response. It's not a normal way of speaking. Shetoch t'chila kedimas hashmiya. Before you can do, you first got to know what to do. How could you possibly do without listening? K'mesha amr hamin. The Gemara quotes that there was an Apikoros who said, Ama peziza, you impetuous nation, whose mouth has come before your ears. So what were they thinking when they said this by Matan Torah? What is the meaning of Nasa v'Nishma? How can you possibly do Nasa before Nishma? Here's the root of the Inyan. It's known that which Chazal taught us. Bereshis. So Rashi quotes, Bereshis. Bereshis means four Reshis. Bara, Bishvila Torah, the two Reshises. One of them is for the purpose of Torah. And Ubishvil Yisrael, Shinikraim Reshis. Both Klal Yisrael and Torah are called Reshis. So the Rebbe Shlomo created the world Bereshis, for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, and for the purpose of Torah. Is Bara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Olam V'Shamayim V'Shmei HaShamayim. For this reason, the Rebbe Shlomo created the entirety of the world, the heavens and the heavens of heavens. Now, it says the Maranayim, Hashnei Dvarim, these two things, Shehen Torah v'Yisrael, namely, Torah and Yisrael, Hen Dvar Achdus Echad, they are one unit. Kenoida, Shesheirish Nishmas Yisrael, Hua Torah, is known that the roots of the souls of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. One of the commentaries, I mean, the Maranayim himself quotes it, Yisrael means, as an acronym for Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisius Latera, 600,000 letters in the Torah. It's an acronym, Yisrael. So the sources of Klal Yisrael is the Torah, is Venimitza. Comes out from this. Now, there's a concept of Koyach Hapoil Benifal. I believe it stems, a concept that stems from the morale and other very, very early sources, he quotes here the Ravid, that is, that you can see the workmanship, the presence of the artist in the art. You can see the composer in the music. Here it's even deeper, and then you can see the Ribbono Shel Olam in his creation. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in his creation. Not just his stamp, his emblem, but it's even deeper than that. His essence is in the creation. Now, if the purpose of creation is Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, it's for those two reasons. Therefore, these things will be evident in the creation. It's Hu HaTorah V'Yisrael Shein Achdus HaGamar. So therefore, Klal Yisrael and Torah, which are the purpose. V'kud Shebericha V'Arayis Echad. And what's deeper, taking that a step further, is Hashem and His Torah are one. Is Nimtza Ki Kavonis HaBoyer Baruch Hu HaYelias Achdus Echad. What comes out of this is that the intent of the Ribbono Shel Olam was that there be a complete unity in the world. Yisrael, Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the entirety of the world, which was created for the purpose of them. So there's going to be a seamless, the intent was for there to be a seamless unity between the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah, and the Bria. Alkain, for this reason, b'chol ma'ase prati shemizdam in la'adam, in every individual interaction that happens to a person, lasais b'zeh ha'olam ha'ma'ase, to act in this world of action, She'adam nikva bayim, which man was placed, is tzarich lachshev, a person needs to contemplate. Halezeh hadava hu nivra b'kayach ha-Torah. Whatever it is I'm interacting with is created with the power of Torah. Shu'achdus echod ima yisbarach shemay, which is at one, it's totally, it's seamlessly unified with the Creator. And what's more, not just it was created with the power of Torah, but what's more, u'bishvili, it was created for me, shani Yisrael nivra zaysam ayisa, because I am a member of Klal Yisrael, and therefore this creation was created for me. What's more, is that in this, whatever it is that I'm dabbling with right now, there is the stamp, the power of the Creator, right? Just like the creation of this object was done with the poel, with the Creator and his tool, which is the Torah, and they are unified. If that's the case, so too this very interaction that I'm about to have, I need to interact with it consistent with the design of that Creator. I have a responsibility to be a loyal servant to a messenger to he who sent me. To do what? To bond this physical act, in which the power of the Creator, the operator, has become physical. In this sense, although we don't see the godliness in it, but I know that since there's a concept of koyach ha'poel b'nifl, since I know that the power of the Creator is in this action, so I know, therefore, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is concealed in this very thing. And what's my job? My job is lahafshito migashmias, is to remove the physical shell, ulikashre b'ha'poel haruchani al pi ha'Torah, to go rebond this physical manifestation with the Creator who created it. How do I do it? Utilizing the third tool, which is Torah. So if I interact with this physical action based upon, consistent with Torah, then I have now I've completed the triangle. If I interact with this action based upon Torah and Halacha, and in addition to that, ubi kavona ritzuya kafi etzes aksum b'Torah, and with the right intent, as is written in Torah, is v'nimtza. What comes out from this is k'sha'oisekach. If a person interacts with the world in this way, mikayim kavonas habayir baruch hu bebrius olamai, then I will have fulfilled the intent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of his world, which was b'shvil haTorah u'b'shvil Yisrael, for the purpose of Torah and for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. And as a result, I will have bonded the entirety of the physical world with the spirituality of the infinite God. And I will have brought it close to its source. My brother Ephraim said this past Shabbos when they had the collapse of this bridge in Minneapolis. So Ephraim said that the word for a bridge in Lashon Kodesh is Gesher. Gimel Shin Resh. He said, Gesher is an acronym for Gashmi Ruchni. Gimel Shin Reish is Gashmi Ruchni, that the human being is designed to be the bridge between the physical and the spiritual. Isn't that great? He says, and when we're not doing what we need to do, then the bridge collapses. And by doing this, by fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intent in creation, we cause a tremendous bounty and blessing in the physical world, mim kor ha'elyon ha'ruchani, from the highest source of spirit. But this is contingent upon the fact that the person interacts with the world not for any other physical reason or other pleasure. Kim lasas nachas ruach, if he does this only for the purpose of giving pleasure, the kaim ratzon habayir baruch hu, to fulfill the will of Hashem. So basically, he just killed it with the last two lines. Right? Mm-hmm. So up until this point, okay, we can have an additional thought. We're also doing it consistent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here he's saying, no, that it has to be done exclusively for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he really put a monkey wrench in, which he will address in a moment. V'zeo inyan kavanas kedimas nasa l'nishma. This is the true intent of the concept of placing nasa before nishma. Kinoida, because it is known, shezeh hamavayin l'mayla, that this concept that we've been talking about until now, hu yichud ha-shalom, this is a world of complete unity. Unity between the physical and the spiritual. Unity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and the Bria. Because what the person does if he interacts with the world in this way is he bonds and creates unity between the Koyach HaPoyel, between the Creator HaShechem B'tachtoinim, who has a dwelling place in the lowest of places, Shubchina Shechina. This is the definition of the concept of Shechina. Shechina is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dwells in this world. Okay, so he's really defining here a tremendous definition for a very difficult term. This is the concept of Shechina. Shechina is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is now dwelling in a physical manifestation in this world, which is B'tachtoinim. It is in a remote, removed place, because it's in this distant physical world. So now, what the person is doing by interacting with the spiritual world in a responsible way is he's bonding the world of the Shechina with the with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's taking the Koyach HaPoyel benifly and he's reuniting these separated worlds. Now this in turn is really consistent with the concept of, there's a tefillah that we say oftentimes before we perform. It's called L'Shem Yichud. Hashem Yichud Kidshu Brichu Ushchinte. This is to unify the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Shechina. So what he's saying here is that what we're really doing is this concept. Here, you look at it inside. Shezeh Amavay L'mayla Hu Yichud HaShalim Shemiyachid U'mekasher Koyach HaPoyel HaShechem B'tachtein Hashub Chine Shechina Lehavaya. He's bounding it to whom? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the name? If you look at the way the name Havaya is spelled, Yud and then Hey and then Vav and then Hey, the name means he who brings things into existence. That's the definition of Havaya. So what we have here is a Rebbeinu Shlomo who creates, and as he said earlier, the Rebbeinu Shlomo creates with a purpose, which is to bond B'Shvil HaTorah U'B'Shvil Yisrael. So what we end up doing is by unifying the world. So we unify these names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here he begins to develop a theme, which is the concept of Yichud HaShemis. There's a concept in Kabbalah of unifying the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creating a unity. And here he gives us an example of what that means. Lehavaya Shemahavikalavayas, to the name of Havaya, which is he who brings all things into existence. Ubikoyach HaPoyel Hahu. However, when we bond it with the Koyach HaPoyel, the power of the Creator, that's Nikr B'chinis Alev Dalet Nunyun. That's the different name of Hashem. That's how we pronounce Hashem's name, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam of mastery. Here he says that it doesn't only mean from language of Adnus, but rather Miloshem Adanim LeMishkan. It's the language here that he's referring to is the language of the Adanim in the Mishkan. What were the Adanim in the Mishkan? Those were the sockets that the walls were placed into. So they are the Adanim of the Mishkan, Shaha Mishkan Hu Yisoidei HaAdnus. The Yisoid of the Mishkan, the foundation of the Mishkan, were the Adanim. Shukinui, this is a nickname, the Koyach HaPoyel HaShechin B'Elam HaMaisa. This is the power of the Poyel, of the Creator, which dwells in this world of action. B'chol HaDvarim HaNasim B'Zeo, I mean, all things which exist in this world, Shubchinis Malei Kol Haaretz Kavayda. This is the concept. These Adanim is the concept of the fact that the world is suffused with the presence of Hashem. That's Koyach HaPoyel B'Nifal. Because the power of the Creator is in all the creations. As a result, there's a concept of Shechina. There's the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. As long as Klal Yisrael are interacting in this world, as mentioned above, to unify the triangle, so the person creates a unity and a oneness from the name of the Adanim, which is the Koyach HaPoyel B'Nifl, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists in the physical world, And we're reconnecting it to He who brings, He who creates. So that is the concept. We say before a mitzvah, we say the Shem Yichud, Kudsh Brichu Shechinta. We're unifying Hashem and His Shechinta because we're taking the physical world and using it for a mitzvah. By doing so, we're unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His world. But if a person interacts with the physical world without this intent, and he further makes more physical the action that he's doing, then the person is a person who is a separator rather than a unifier. He ends up separating the Aleph of the world from his Shechinah, because he ends up separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world from its source, and rather than elevating it and creating it more spiritual, he ends up further thickening the veil of Gashmius over it. Pasuk says, from my flesh can I see godliness. In separating by thousands of separations. When there is physical intimacy, so that unity needs to take place without barriers. So too, and not by comparison, but by separating thousands of separations, so too does this unification with heaven need to take place without physical barriers. Meaning, this true unity cannot take place unless there is no physical barrier or other interest in the Kavanah, aside from the above mentioned intent. Because it has to be done without any physical intent. A person first, before he interacts in the world in this way, he needs to do a complete tshuva, so that there won't be any barrier to this yichud. In truth, for a person to be able to merit this high level, in order that there really be this complete unity with all of the conditions mentioned, that type of total selfless unity will not be able to take place until Mashiach comes. But it did happen once before. Where was that? It happened by Matan Torah. Because at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were on the same level that they were at the time of Yemaisa Mashiach. Because then there was Yichud in the most perfect way, without any barriers. So it happened once. It happened in Matan Torah, will happen again at Mashiach's day. This is the intent of Klal Yisrael. This was what they were saying. This is the meaning of preceding Nasa to Nishma. Sha'amru. What was the statement they made? They said as follow. Nasa kol masenu. We will do all of our actions. Beli shum kavana acheres. Without any other intent or motivation. Ki'im v'nishma. Only for the intent. Exclusive of the purpose of v'nishma shuloshan asifa v'chiver. V'nishma, we will only do if we will be able to connect. Nishma means to connect, to gather. K'may, where do you see that? You see it by v'yash m'shol as'am, it says that Shol gathered the nation. Is v'gam ken kan kiblo aleim las is kolamasim sheba'olam ha'maisa. So what they accepted upon themselves is to do all physical action, likavonas v'nishma, for the intent of v'nishma, shulechibur v'yichod, that is to unify and to create. One is belishum levushim emaskim, without any barriers. Nasa, when will we act physically? If v'nishma, if we'll be able to connect it. That was the statement they made at Matan Torah. Because ki oz ayu kol Yisrael mufshatim migashmius ma'od bizdach choschum erkened. Why were they able to make that statement? Because at that point, Klal Yisrael were totally removed from any physical manifestation. They were pure, they were clean. Therefore, they were able to make the statement of Nasa. Because after they would interact with the physical world with this intent, then they merited the total unity, which was the concept of Nishma. However, but after they created the golden calf, the chazur, the chumer yus, and the gashmius, and they went back to their own crass physicality. Like the pasuk says, they removed the crowns of Matan Torah. Since then, it is impossible at that point, from that point on, to have this perfect unity, to be able to do it the right way. Because simple physicality prevents us from doing it. The fact that we are physical beings, we have ulterior motives. V'chatov, what's more, the only person's own zaveris, shechoytim mitzad chumriyus, are the things that he errs in because of his physical nature. However, so we might think, okay, we're off the hook, so we can't do it. Says the Maranayim, v'yaf al pike, nonetheless, tzorech kalechot lezachek asatzmei, b'chol ma'adevsha. A person at least has to try to whatever degree possible, in order that there be this unification through him, even though it can't be done perfectly. Nonetheless, a person is still called a servant. We should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu this pleasure to whatever degree possible. We can't do it perfectly. We can't do it exclusively for the sake of Hashem. But we should do it to whatever degree possible. Because ultimately, by interacting in the physical world with this intent, we unify the physical world Be'ein Sof Baruch Hu with the infinite. Blessed is his name. V'zehu kavanas ha-medrash. This, therefore, is the intent of the medrash. Lisha avar, in the past, higdamtem lasa l'nishma. You were able to do it. When? At Mount Torah. Outside the Yosef Torah, in the best way possible. V'hogan b'shlemes. However, asisim is ha'egel, when you made the egel, avadetem nasa, you lost the ability for nasa. Sha'ata, therefore now, ein yichedis b'yedchem kol kach lasis kol maiso in the b'yichud gama b'li shum levushim chitzayni memaskim. Now, you no longer have the capacity to interact with the physical world with a total yichud, without any other intent. That's because of the physical, the sins that the body causes a person to do. However, says the Medrash, despite that, shimru nishma, hold on to nishma, meaning shimru malosh namtani, he says, shimru means to wait. The father anticipated. Do the best you can do, the vimagin degastchem shalata. Do the best you can do wherever you're at. V'ayichud ha-sholem, but to have complete unity, hamtinu ad bias ha-mashiach b'meher b'meher. For that, you got to wait till Mashiach comes. Sha'oz tiyem adigaschem g'doylo, because then you will have an awesome madrega b'zichu chachum yisrael levushim, with a complete and total cleansing of the physicality. V'yiyah ha-yichud ha-gomo, then there will be a total unity, shi'iskala kol b'chinis adna l'havai, then all manifestations of adnus, as he said earlier, of the Shechina, will be bound to havai. V'yiyah ha-shem echad u'shmei echad, at that stage there'll be a concept of Hashem will be one and his name will be one. He's going to explain that in a minute. Avur ha-yichud ha-godo v'atmidi, because then there will be a constant total unification, shenizka oz b'meri b'mina, that will merit at that time. V'zehu kavanas ha-shas, this is the intent of the Gemara. K'siv, it says in the Pasuk, v'yi Hashem l'melech, v'yimu yi Hashem achod ishmei achod, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, on that day, Hashem will be king. On that day, he will be one, and his name will be one. Asks the Gemara, atu ha'idna lav Hashem achod kav yachol, is today God not one? Says the Gemara, alei koylam azoy ilam abo, this world, meaning the world now, is dissimilar to the world to come. In the world now, you pronounce my name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yun, but you read it, Yud Kei Vav Kei. right? Says the Maranayim, this is the explanation as we have been saying. Ki gam ken al pi ha'omer, the explanation is also as I've explained. Ki at mimei ha'galos, because now during the days of galos, al yedei she'i efshalias ha'yichud ha'shalim, since now in galos there can't be a total unification. Ki ma yedei levushim ha'maskim, rather there are barriers. We can't unify the concept of Adne in a perfect, constant way. Kim li'itim, only sometimes. Ulepalmim, ubebnei adam pratim, in certain individuals. Kibnei aliyah himamuatim, because exalted people are few and far between. Why is that? V'cholze mitzad avias v'gashmi es bnei adam. That's because today we are physical. So now the two names are separated. Havaya is separated from Adni. They're removed from one another. However, but in the world to come, referring to the days of Mashiach, then it all will be one. Then there'll be a total unification of Adni and Havaya, b'tmidus, on a constant basis, b'yichud gam, in a total way, u'klali b'chol adam, and in every human being, she'yizkas liras b'meher b'mashiach b'bias m'shichenu b'meher b'minu, that we will all merit to see this with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen.